A lot of people who got these interactive games, you know, they're just harmless. But are they? Are they really harmless? We've got games where we need to grab coins, customize vehicles, shoot alien invaders, make cosmetic improvements to faces. That's right. There are games where children are meant to correct, in inverted commas, the facial anomalies to make the person more pretty, in inverted commas, by giving them a brighter eyes, sexy lips, etc., etc. Endangered Bodies is based in the UK, and they're behind a campaign to bring an end to such games. And on the line, Holly Rubin, a psychotherapist focusing on body image. And as I said, she's the one who started the petition in the UK, and now we're talking about it in South Africa. Holly, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I'll start at least with a stupid question first. Why is this game so bad?
Well, it's not a stupid question at all. And it is so bad because, I guess, mostly because of the deceit around it, actually. We have to say that these games, as you talk about, there's so many of them, even just naming them, the minute you name them, they pop back up. There are different ones that are replacing it. And so there are these purple and sparkly and captivating, so that they appear to be very innocuous. But as you're calling them, stupid and very dangerous, actually, because what they're not innocuous at all. And what we're seeing is that these apps are encouraging people, children really, to cut virtual patients up, to use surgical tools, scalpels, and to replace these body parts in an attempt to improve, if you will, in an attempt, as you're saying, in inverted commas, to make them prettier. And that isn't stupid at all.
Yeah. And I think the one, I'm not a psychotherapist, but I would imagine that young kids in particular build an emotional attachment to their dolls, their games, etc., because that's the way they see the world. This is Barbie. Barbie represents, if I can use a cliche, Barbie represents what a woman should look like. So therefore, if this particular doll has pimples, it can't be right. Therefore, if I have pimples, there's absolutely something wrong with me. And that just, it absolutely destroys self-confidence.
Absolutely, it does. And I think what's even trickier, though, and it's absolutely right with Barbie, we had a whole backlash against Barbie also this year, and Mattel, and how what they're doing now is that they're equipping Barbies and other dolls with, you know, little stickers that can put on pimples or can put on all kinds of, you know, as we call them, perhaps as we see them as flaws. But really what they're trying to do is make them a little bit more normal, if you will. But
yeah.
The problem with these apps is that they are the confusion around the social media element. So you're not holding on to this doll. You're playing, you're interacting with it, right?
Yeah.
And if anything, more than interacting with it, you're in control of it by having these scalpels and things. So you really are controlling what you're doing to this doll in a different way than you did with Barbie, where you can, you know, you put it down and play with it.
Oh, man. Have you spoken to the people behind the game at all? Have they been in contact with you? If so, what are they saying?
Well, actually, it is. So I'm a member of the UK branch, but actually Endangered Bodies is a global initiative.
Yeah.
And it's in 8 countries. It's in the US, and it's Australia,
yeah,
and New Zealand as well, Germany, Ireland, Argentina, Brazil. So really it's a global initiative, and we're trying desperately to work hard to get people to become more aware of these apps. And in fact, some of the members have gotten in touch. We're really trying to persuade Apple and Google and Amazon, where these apps are, to take a look at them and to listen to, really to listen to what we're saying, and to try for them to understand that it's not enough just to take them down. Because, as I said, new ones will just pop up. But it's really around trying to implement effective policy to protect the users, to recognize that these apps are a major form of concern, and they're not just these little games that children are playing with or that parents are looking over their shoulder and thinking they're playing with something that's fine. So we really are trying to educate around this.
Well, I think what we'll be doing on our side as well to see whether that is available on the Apple store or the Android store in South Africa. And if it is, I think we need to be asking some tough questions right here at home because they do have representatives. Holly, well done on starting that particular petition, and I'm encouraging people to actively join it. Where can we join this particular petition? Where do people go?
Well, actually, we're in the midst of this petition, and it's under the hashtag If Surgery Is Not a Game. So it's a multi-platform social media campaign. So you can find us on Twitter and Facebook. And do please have a look and sign the petition. We have reached 20,000 signatures, so we're over that 20,000 mark. But it's not enough because, again, we haven't reached our goal, which is to really have the big companies recognize and realize that they really have to do something about this. We need to be working together to protect the mental health of our young users.
Well, Holly, thank you very much for your time. Holly Ribbon there in London, psychotherapist and focusing on body image. One of the people who started this petition in the UK against that app that gets kids to correct, in inverted commas, pimples and all sorts of other stuff.